Welcome to Catholic Stuff You Should Know, the J10 Initiative.
Hello, welcome to Catholic Stuff You Should Know. This is Father Sean.
Father Michael O'Loughlin.
A throwback. Should we also say welcome to What God Is Not?
Yeah, exactly. And to What God Is Not listeners, welcome. I'm sorry you're missing Mother Natalia. I know you're mad about that, but you'll have her back.
Yeah, I'm an inferior guest. Yeah. But you are a longtime favorite on Catholic Stuff You Should Know.
Oh.
So there's going to be a lot of fans out there who are just like, bring him back full time.
You know what? One time I was recording with Father Mike Rapp, and he was telling the story that he was in Rome, and he met some American pilgrims who were there in Rome, and he was studying, and they said to him, "Oh, you're from Denver. We know the Catholic Stuff You Should Know podcast." And he goes, "I was on that." And they go, "No, you weren't." And he says, "I'm one of the founders." "No, you weren't." And like, they did not believe him.
That's
like,
hilarious.
He pulled up pictures. And I feel like that now. I've been away for 5 years. I'm like, Well, most of your listeners probably don't even remember me, but some may.
If
they've been old school listeners.
Yeah. They're probably still asking about you. No, it's great. Yeah. Father Michael and I, he's in town visiting. What did you say? You had a baptism?
The 50th anniversary of Holy Protection Byzantine Church here in Denver. Actually, it was beautiful. So Father Joel Barstadt, who's the pastor, he is just such a deeply, deeply spiritual man. But he had knee surgery. So he asked me, who have been gone for 5 years, but I was here for 14 years. He asked me to celebrate the liturgies and even preach on Sunday. He gave a talk. The talk he gave was amazing because he leaned right into the tensions. Like, 50-year anniversary, you're celebrating something. But he basically started his talk, like the talk for the 50th anniversary, by saying, "So the more I study the history of this parish, the more I realize that we should not exist at this point." Mm. And then he said, "You know, there's been 13 pastors," and he just leaned right into it. He said, "You know, one of them was a pedophile, one of them was an abuser," and like that's how he kicked it off. And like, it was just he finished it with such hope, like even in the midst of satanic, demonic, abusive activity, we still came out okay. And all these years later, here we are, people that have been around, John Chabon, God bless him, 90 years old. He came maybe a year after the founding. He was as close as they get. But and John's have, of course, seen it all. But it was really beautiful for him to kind of do what Christ does. He touched on the struggle and even the negative things, but it ended with the Evangelion, the good news, you know, that we're still here. Thank God. Let's be gracious for that. Thank God in all that we do. It was great. Beautiful talk.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what a gift. The parish is doing well and alive. And I remember going there a few times. One in spirituality year was my first time when you were still pastor for the Divine Liturgy. And then we walked down there for, I think it was Father Matt Book's class, maybe Liturgy and Sacramental Theology, and you did a talk on the sacraments of initiation in the Eastern Church, as well as what I would call the epiclesis, but you put the accent on a different syllable.
Epiclesis.
I'm probably saying it wrong.
Well, what we learned in seminary was say, if it's a Greek word, especially a longer Greek word with three or more syllables, say it like you would in English and then move the accent back one syllable.
Gotcha.
I don't think that's always accurate, but that was just kind of the way that they said, the rule of thumb, if you will. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, but it's a beautiful church. I still remember, and actually, speaking of which, so I wrote my thesis in seminary, my kind of master's thesis, which it's like 20 pages. It's really not that impressive, but on the church as mother, what does it mean for the church to be mother? But the image I used in the opening introduction was when you walk into an Eastern church, you'll have Jesus Christ, who's the untouchable, up in the dome. And then in the apse, where heaven meets earth, you'll have Mary, Mother of God, the Theotokos.
Pregnant with Jesus.
Yeah. Pregnant with Jesus. And just that image, I just love. Like, Mary is the bridge between earth and heaven. To the untouchable. Mary makes us be able to touch God.
It's amazing how we have so many Marian feast days, and in the Byzantine Church, we will we will have three Old Testament readings at Vespers before any feast. Mm. And so there's so many opportunities to take Old Testament passages and apply them to the Mother of God. So we'll use Jacob's Ladder, right? Because between heaven and earth, and Mary, and much of our hymnography says Mary is the ladder. She is the tabernacle. She is the uncut mountain. All these references from Habakkuk and throughout the Old Testament, they all apply to her. And I love it.
Yeah.